This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1847. Is All Ears English for beginners? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Want to know how to get started with All Ears English? Today, we'll show you what you should do before, during, and after each episode to get hooked and learn something every time.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy to be here in September.
I know.
Starting, I guess, yeah, we're getting into the fall.
We are. It's so exciting. I know, the year has flown by. It's been a big year for you, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. So, Lindsay, today we are going to answer a listener question about when you're more at a beginner level, close
yes.
to a beginner level, and you want to listen to All Ears English too. Guys, we are here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a great question for this time of year, right? We're into September. Mm-hmm. We know everyone is putting up their goals for the fall. Don't you love that time of year, Michelle, when everyone kind of gets serious again? We've just had the summertime. Yeah. We've been going to the beach and having fun. Now we're getting down to business.
Absolutely. Lindsay, so would you read the question for
us? Sure. Here we go. So this is from Anas Oria. And Anas says, hello, how are you? Could you please do an episode for the new people, especially at the beginner levels, on how they can improve their English by using the All Ears English podcast? I think it's a good idea to find the way to learn English through your podcast. I'm looking forward to starting, but I don't know how to start or from where. Waiting for your answer. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great question, right?
It is a great question. Yeah. So, you know, this listener is kind of maybe a little bit new to the podcast, but, you know, we're really going to talk. This is relevant for just being a new listener, but also more of a beginner listener at the beginner level. However, Lindsay, is All Ears English for like somebody who just started learning English?
No, so it's really not for total beginners. So if you are in week one, day one of your English learning journey, if you're just learning basic verbs, guys, basic grammar, then there are other shows that would be better to prepare you, and then you'll be ready for All Ears English, right? That's your goal, is to be ready for All Ears English. But some really good beginner shows, one in particular is ESL Pod. That podcast has so many episodes, more than we do, I think. And they are really good because they speak slowly and they are perfect for that beginner level. But Michelle, what about as people, I mean, ideally our show is really more for intermediate to advanced learners. Like, we are here to help you guys get as close to native fluency as possible.
Yeah.
But an advanced beginner could learn a lot from our show too, right, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I'm not a true beginner, I'm more of an advanced beginner, stay, you know, you could stay with us. You know, yeah. It's definitely a challenge. Like, this mm-hmm. is more for that, you know, intermediate advanced English speaker, but you know, you don't have to don't turn us off, right? We're yeah. here. Let's give you some ideas. Mm-hmm. But actually, to lead into this, if you do want to find out your level,
yeah.
go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, because there you can take a short quiz and you'll get that level that you're looking for. Like, where are you starting? And you'll get resources for your level, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. You want to know where you are. So again, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So, Lindsay, let's talk about some ideas.
Okay.
Well, number one, we have transcripts, guys.
We do.
And mm-hmm. yeah, with our app, we have keywords. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of different tools that you can use while you're listening through the All Ears English app. Is that right, Lindsay?
Definitely. So if you want to get the app, we have it now for Android or iOS. So really, everyone can have this. Mm-hmm. You know, you do need to join monthly to see those transcripts and to see the keywords, which you could then save in your word list. But very cool features if you want to go a little deeper with each episode. So go to allearsenglish.com/app, right, to get in there. allearsenglish.com/app. So that's the first thing we would recommend. Everyone needs to go get the app. And then we have a whole website.
Absolutely. Yes. Guys, yeah, we're kind of giving you some intro stuff right mm-hmm. now. But yeah, use the search bar. I mean, we have a website. It shows categories. You can find areas of English that you feel you most need help with. So you mm-hmm. might say, like, I want to start with grammar. I want to start with idioms, right? Choose something that you really like. But what I would say is make it a goal to try a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, we spent pretty much all of 2021 basically fixing that search bar. it wasn't working right for a while. But now, guys, it is working real well, very smooth. And if I go here now, I go to allearsenglish.com and I type in idioms. Geez, I'm getting tons of episodes. I'm actually getting 34 pages of episodes. That's a lot. Oh, tons of episodes about sports and being active and all sorts of good idiom episodes, guys. So learn based on categories.
Absolutely. So choose those categories. Now let's talk about when you get to an actual episode, okay? Mm-hmm. Where we've chosen our categories, right? And guys, this isn't also like, guys, I want to make sure our advanced listeners, you can still listen to this episode, right?
For sure.
We're going to give you some tips here as well that will help you. So, but in general, for learning with All Ears English, so let's talk about before listening. So what should our listeners do?
So you want to read the description. And so do you mean the description of the episode, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The mm-hmm. description of the episode, or if it's a blog post, right? If we have some more information, you can read along.
Yes.
And also listen to the title and the description. You know, we always give a title and then we give a little bit more
yes,
of what you're going to hear. So, and then press pause. Right.
And
then say, like, OK, so this is what I know. Like, I know the title. I read maybe a description and I have listened to another description. Like, and think, like, what do you think this will be about? So try and use some of your predictive skills.
That's a good point, Michelle. You know, because I know that you have a master's in this and in how students learn. And I think maybe that's part of why All Ears English works so well. Why we get emails all the time from students that say, oh, when I found you, I only understood 50% and then I got addicted and now I understand 80%. It's because we give you that little blurb where we explain, hey, in this episode, Michelle and Lindsay are going to talk about XYZ and you're going to get XYZ. That is actually a scientific principle of learning.
Right. Yeah. It's not something when you listen for it, when you turn on the episode, don't zone out for that part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, listen to it and start to think, well, what do I already know about that topic?
Like, oh my gosh, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah.
So so pause it and say, like, okay, maybe I know some of this. Like, play a game. Say, like, what are some words that I think they might use or that they might teach? And see if maybe you Or this is fun. Now that you have the topic, could you, this is guys, a tip for probably the more advanced learners.
Yeah.
But could you plan that episode?
Oh, that's really fun. That's really fun. I love that. Yeah. Plan all the words that could be taught. That's a good challenge. Maybe we'll do some kind of community-wide challenge. Plan an episode of All Ears English and we'll record the best one.
Oh, okay. Lindsay, we have to do that.
That would be so fun.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So those are some things you can do before listening, and if do it for your level. Like maybe you don't know, but let's say it's something about animal idioms. Like with some, we've done things like that before. Like maybe you think like, okay, well, what are the animal words that I know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you write them all down. And then while you listen to the episode, you check off, you know, idioms that you listened for that and are one of those.
Yeah. And how cool if you've predicted one of the words, it's on your list and it is one of the ones that we teach. I mean, what a cool feeling and so motivating that would be, right?
Right.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. All right. So now we know what we do before the episode. What can we do while we're listening, Michelle?
All right. So like we said, you know, you can use the transcripts, you can use the keywords. But I think a good technique, I mean, there's so many techniques we can do with the episodes. Mm-hmm. But one thing I was thinking of was to listen to the first 2 minutes or maybe 30 seconds. I mean, if you're a beginner, maybe you want to listen to the first 30 seconds.
Yes.
So you can choose, and try and summarize what we said. Or if you're more of a beginner and that's hard for you, just say like, okay, what are some of the key words that were used? Or what are some of the things that you understood? Like Lindsay said this, Michelle said this, right?
Yeah. Try not to, don't bring that old way of thinking and that perfectionism, you know, keep in mind our motto and what we believe in here, which is connection, not perfection, guys. Go for connection, connect with the material, connect with the episode, connect with us, you know, have a good time and enjoy it. Don't get caught up on every single word. Oh, gosh.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
That's the key. If you're not enjoying yourself, I don't think that this like method will be working. Like that's what we want. We want you to enjoy. We want you to learn. You can also listen with a friend and maybe listen to that same 30 seconds and, you know, you each describe what you heard and see how, because then you can learn from each other.
I love that.
You know, one person describes it one way and another, I mean, if you're going to use different, you know, ways of describing what you heard, of course. You could take notes on 3 things you learned.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe write down the words or something else. And, you know, another thing was you could listen to different sections, because if you notice, like we very rarely start an episode by saying, I don't know if we ever do. Hi, Lindsay. Oh, hi, Michelle. Okay, here's what we're teaching. Here's the words. Now let's start.
No, we banter, don't we, Michelle? That's a good key word for our listeners today is banter. All right, we'll write that one down, and that'll be in the app, by the way. We banter is a little back and forth, simple conversation, but kind of fun, right? Building the relationship, building the connection, because we want you guys to be able to do that. So we show you how to do it.
Right. So you might say, like, I'm going to listen, like, I'm a beginner, an advanced beginner, and I'm going to listen to this episode, and I'm going to listen to, you know, this week, whenever I listen to an episode, I'm listening for the banter.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to turn off the episode. I mean, well, I don't know, Lindsay, if I should say that.
That's okay.
Pause the episode and then keep on listening. But maybe you're going to focus on that one part.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, okay, what patterns do I find in this banter? Because that'll start you to get, like the way we kind of banter in the beginning of our episodes, that's a lot of how people start conversations.
And honestly, that's what you want to be able to do. So that's the motivating part too. So if you do listen to any part, you know, that banter is really good. Okay, Michelle. So are there 3 things we should do at the end of the episode after it's over? If we are able to get through the whole episode, what should we do?
All right. Well, gather your notes, have them be mm-hmm. in one place. Like we said, the app does that for you, but yep. have, you know, or you could have a special Alders English notebooks mm-hmm. notebook. And you could practice like two new words. So you yes. could either write them or say them or, you know, practice using them in a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then another thing you could do is tell a friend about the episode. It doesn't matter. You don't need to have like, the most advanced English in the world to share a little bit about an episode, right?
Yeah.
Some very basic things. I listened to Allers English. It was about
mm-hmm.
this, and this.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Tell a friend. And just one other piece, you know, we are now starting to offer live group classes, and those classes are right. actually based on episodes. Right. So right. we're taking some of these episodes into the live group Zoom class with you guys, and you're able to actually practice what Michelle and I have said on the episode. So this is very next level.
That's right. That's right. We give you other opportunities.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm so excited to meet more of our listeners in these classes. So if you guys are interested in those classes, drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and I could tell you the details, but you'll be hearing more about that for sure. Good stuff.
Awesome. I love it. So guys, I mean, this was such a great question. And, you know, we gave you lots of tips today that can work for more on the beginner side, but also on the more advanced side. So guys, if you're listening to this and you're saying, oh, this is for beginners. No,
no,
it's also for more advanced. Just cater it, you know, just like yeah. put it up to your level.
Totally.
So guys, you know, we have many ways that you can listen to Allers English, that you can work with Allers English. Don't think you have to understand every single episode at once.
Right.
And look for those patterns. Maybe one day you're listening for our banter in the beginning. Maybe another day you're listening to how do we close out the episode.
Good.
Maybe one day you're listening to how do we change from the banter to the content, right? Like
the transition.
Separate it out.
Yeah, the transition. Some yeah. very fine skills. Depending on your level, you're looking for different things. But everyone here on this community, in this community, believes in what, Michelle? What do we believe in?
Connection, not perfection.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. So find your way to learn, guys. You know, Allers English is here for you 4 days a week. So make sure you hit follow, right? We're in the fall now. Time to get serious, but we still have fun over here at Allers English.
Oh,
we're learning, always. Having fun at the same time. So hit follow on this show. Good stuff, Michelle.
All right. Well, right. this was a lot of fun. Thanks again to our listener for that question. And yeah, let us know how it goes.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.